Welcome to 5 Minute History from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 61, The History of Amazon. Amazon, one of the largest and most influential companies in the world, began its journey as a modest online bookstore in 1994. Founded by Jeff Bezos in Seattle, Washington, the company's early goal was to harness the burgeoning power of the internet to create a new retail experience. Bezos, a former Wall Street executive, recognized the untapped potential of e-commerce and chose books as his initial product due to their universal appeal and the ease of cataloging vast quantities of titles. What began as an ambitious startup in a garage has since transformed into a global giant, reshaping industries and redefining how people shop, read, and even watch television. Amazon went live in July 1995, offering a catalogue of over 1 million books available for online purchase. From the beginning, Bezos prioritized a customer-focused approach, aiming to provide convenience, competitive prices, and an unparalleled selection. The website quickly gained traction, thanks in part to its innovative features, such as customer reviews and personalized recommendations. By 1997, just 2 years after its launch, Amazon had gone public, raising millions of dollars to fuel its rapid growth. During this period, Bezos articulated his vision of Amazon as Earth's most customer-centric company, a mission that would drive its expansion into new markets and services. The late 1990s saw Amazon diversify its offerings beyond books, introducing music, DVDs, and electronics. This expansion marked the beginning of its transformation into a one-stop online marketplace. By the early 2000s, Amazon had added categories such as toys, apparel, and home goods, while also launching its third-party seller program, allowing independent merchants to list their products on the site. This strategy not only broadened Amazon's inventory, but also solidified its reputation as a platform where customers could find virtually anything. The company's investment in technology and logistics infrastructure enabled it to offer faster delivery times, setting the standard for e-commerce fulfillment. A significant turning point came in 2005 with the launch of Amazon Prime, a subscription-based service that provided members with free 2-day shipping and other perks. Prime proved to be a game changer, fostering customer loyalty and encouraging frequent purchases. Over the years, Amazon expanded Prime's benefits to include access to streaming video and music, exclusive deals, and more, transforming it into a comprehensive subscription service that has become central to Amazon's business model. Today, Prime boasts hundreds of millions of members worldwide, generating significant revenue and strengthening Amazon's market dominance. Amazon's foray into the world of technology and innovation further cemented its position as an industry leader. In 2007, the company revolutionized the publishing industry with the release of the Kindle e-reader, making it easier than ever for readers to access digital books. The Kindle's success spurred Amazon to expand its publishing efforts, launching Kindle Direct Publishing to empower authors to self-publish their work. By offering a platform that bypassed traditional publishing gatekeepers, Amazon disrupted the book industry and gave rise to a new wave of independent authors. Another transformative development was the creation of Amazon Web Services, AWS, which debuted in 2006. Initially designed to provide cloud computing services for Amazon's internal operations, AWS soon became a cornerstone of the company's business, offering scalable computing power and storage to businesses and organizations around the globe. AWS quickly grew into one of the most profitable segments of Amazon's operations, powering websites, apps, and services for companies ranging from startups to multinational corporations. Today, AWS is a market leader in cloud computing, driving a significant portion of Amazon's revenue and playing a key role in the digital transformation of industries worldwide. Amazon's impact on retail has been nothing short of transformative. The company's focus on convenience and innovation has redefined consumer expectations, pushing competitors to adopt faster shipping, lower prices, and improved online experiences. Its acquisition of Whole Foods Market in 2017 marked a bold entry into the grocery sector, blending e-commerce with physical retail. The purchase underscored Amazon's willingness to experiment with new business models, integrating its logistics and technology capabilities with the traditional grocery store format. Similarly, its investments in artificial intelligence, robotics, and automation continue to shape the future of retail and logistics. Despite its remarkable growth and success, Amazon has not been without controversy. The company has faced criticism over its labor practices, including concerns about working conditions in its warehouses and the treatment of delivery drivers. Critics have also raised questions about Amazon's market dominance and its impact on small businesses, accusing the company of anti-competitive behavior. Additionally, Amazon's use of data and its influence on the publishing industry have sparked debates about privacy and market fairness. These issues have led to regulatory scrutiny in several countries, with lawmakers examining whether Amazon's practices stifle competition or harm consumers. Under the leadership of Jeff Bezos, who served as CEO until 2021, Amazon consistently prioritized long-term growth over short-term profits, reinvesting its earnings into expanding its operations and innovating new services. Bezos's vision and strategy transformed Amazon from a small online bookseller into a tech and retail juggernaut. In 2021, Bezos stepped down as CEO, handing the reins to Andy Jassy, the head of AWS. Bezos remains involved in the company as executive chairman, while also pursuing other ventures such as space exploration through his company Blue Origin. Today, Amazon is a global powerhouse with operations in nearly every corner of the world. Its influence extends far beyond e-commerce, touching industries as diverse as entertainment, healthcare, and artificial intelligence. The company's original mission to be Earth's most customer-centric company continues to drive its decisions, whether through its relentless focus on faster delivery, its development of voice-activated assistants like Alexa, or its ventures into new markets. The story of Amazon is one of relentless ambition and innovation, a testament to the transformative power of technology and the entrepreneurial spirit. While it has faced its share of challenges and criticisms, there is no denying its impact on the way people shop, read, and interact with the world. From its humble beginnings as an online bookstore to its current status as one of the most valuable companies in the world, Amazon's journey is a remarkable example of how vision, adaptability, and innovation can change the world. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.